What is up, everybody? My name is Sora Code Gray. I am from California, PST time. I'm a variety streamer, and I play everything from Fall Guys to PT, from PT to, you know, which I hope this year is Game of the Year, Black Myth Wukong, play everything in between and experiment with all types of games. And I'm here on this podcast. Let's have a great day.
Woo!
I got an avatar made.
Okay.
I had a character made, right? I had a character made, and it was very, like, okay. I used to be, like, a flesh tuber. Like, many people start, right?
Oh,
like,
really?
Cool. Yeah, I used to be a flesh tuber,
oh,
you know?
Okay.
And, you know, like, I did that for a really long time, and, you know, like, it was, you know, I did that for a while, and I was really passionate about it, and I was like, oh, this is cool. And, I don't know, I kind of fell off it. I was like, I kind of lost the passion for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I always kind of thought to myself, I was kind of like, okay, like, I'm really big on privacy. And people are weird nowadays, you know, like, nothing's ever really private. Nothing's ever private, right? And I think at one point I was seeing hella people get swatted. And I was like, bro, like, that is not something I need. And, you know, people can do it just to be funny, you know? And it's not something that you do, you should, like, I think it's super fucked up. And it is fucked up, right? And I was, for me, I was like, you know, I don't really want to keep doing this. And so I kind of stopped doing it for a while. I kind of stopped gaming for a little bit because I just got really busy with life. And then realized, you know, I kind of had that free time again. And I was kind of like, you know, I really, really miss gaming. I kind of miss streaming, but I don't want to show my face.
Yeah, I get
and
you.
I follow, and I kind of already follow a lot of content creators. I follow a lot of content creators who give a lot of good advice. You know, who give like a lot of advice on like where to start, what to do. And there is this one streamer that I follow. I wouldn't say that she's a streamer. She's more of like a content creator than anything. But she's like Kat Caliente. And I remember I was watching one of her, like, I guess someone had like commented on one of her posts and was like, I want to start streaming, but I don't want to show my face. And she kind of went down the list of like what you can do, because you kind of need something there for people to engage with, or kind of like put the voice together with something. And I was like, you know, I was like, I knew of Iron Mouse, and I was like, okay, like, they're technically a VTuber. I was like, I kind of know what a VTuber is. And so I started doing my research for like a hot second, and I was like, okay. I was like, I kind of like this idea because I kind of have my privacy. I kind of want to kind of just, you know, have that privacy, kind of be a little bit more creative, but not stray away from a little bit too much of who I am. And most people kind of spend a lot of time kind of creating a lore for their VTubers. And for me, I didn't really spend that kind of time. I was just kind of like, all right, let's get an avatar made. And so when I talked to my, when I talked to the person that I actually turned to, I was like, hey, I wear a lot of tech wear. This is what I'm kind of into. I kind of wanted my VTuber to look pretty much a lot like me, like real life, like kind of, I you know, IRL. And I was like, okay, I still want to be me, but more of a cartoon version of me. And I didn't really think of the lore of that movie. I was like, this just looks, we'll just do this. This works. And so the person who ended up creating my avatar, you know, ended up, you know, did a really good job on it for the, you know, did a really good job. Was like, hey, this is as close as I can get with it being you, but not you. And I'm like, okay, I like this. Because all the tattoos are pretty much me. Like, I have all those tattoos.
Oh, wow.
And so I kind of just started streaming. You know, like, I didn't do this whole planning, like, oh, I'm going to get to meet all these people. I just kind of, I had an avatar. I mean, I had made my Twitter, like, forever ago, like, but it didn't really have, like, I didn't really know anybody, and I didn't really network, right? Like, most people, they're like, oh, I'm in the pre-debut phase where they spent months trying to get to know people, and they're just too nervous to start streaming, and it's like, nah, I'm just gonna hop in, and hopefully I can get this going. And it actually took me a while. It took me about a month or two, you know, trying to hop on Twitter, trying to meet people, until eventually, it's, you know, somebody was like, hey, I want to do this collab, horror collab. Like, does anybody want to hang out with me? Does anybody want to, like, you know, get this going? And I was like, dude, like, fuck yeah, let's do it. And, you know, I kind of threw my hat, you know, threw my name in the hat. And before you know it, my first collab, my first stream with my avatar happened, pretty much. And, yeah, sorry, I know this should be part of, like, the interview. But, I
no,
mean,
it's actually
much, I guess,
it's well, actually perfect. Like, I'm marking off all of the questions that you're answering. This is perfect.
No, this is, I mean, okay, that's good then. Yeah, like, that gave me a placement, right? Like, because of that collab, you know, big love and shout out to two Drippy Cam, to Zeta, which is now their name is, you know, Puppy VTuber, and Squiddy, you know, those were the first dudes I got to stream with, and that actually gave me my foot in the VTubing community.
Okay.
Because when you start off, it's kind of, you know, it's very saturated. There's a lot of fucking VTubers everywhere. Everybody wants to be a VTuber now because of Iron Mouse, right? Mm-hmm. So when you hop, sorry, totally got a text. My bad.
You're fine. You're fine.
It's super saturated. Everybody wants to be a fucking VTuber, right? And I came to realize that because when I first stepped into the scene, I used to be a musician. I used to be a DJ, right? You know, back in the day.
And oh, wow, we're getting lore. We're getting lore,
right? And one of the big things was, I remember when I first started doing that, you know, I remember back in like 2013, 2014, like everybody and their mother wanted to be like a DJ. And I was like, I could do that too. And it reminds me a lot of like kind of what's happening with the VTubing community, that it's super saturated because everybody wants to do it. Everybody wants to be creative. Everybody wants to chase the dream of fame. Let's be honest. A lot of people want to climb that fame. And here's the big thing about the VTubing community that people don't like to say it because people like want to be humble. But the reality is, like, for me, I'm going to be straight up. My goal to one day is kind of make it to, like, where Iron Mouse is, where a lot of the big corpo VTubers are. But not so much for the fame and fortune that people think or people, like, desire. I kind of want to do fundraisers. I want to help people. I want to do fundraisers for great causes, for mental health, right?
Yeah.
When you have that type of spotlight and eyes on you, you can do things like that, right?
Yeah, I mean,
of course you could do them. Yeah, sorry, continue.
I'm sorry. But I mean, yeah, when you have so many eyes on you, to be able to pivot and use it for good, to like get messages out there, it's always perfect to do instead of just seeing it for, of course, first off, because you have to live the money you gain from it.
That's true. And a lot of people don't realize that too. It's like, you can do a lot of good things, and I think the word sellout is really funny because I think I see that every so often with artists. And, you know, I forget with what VTuber I saw it with a while back. Somebody was kind of ranting about this person, and I was kind of reading it, and it made me think, I'm like, this person probably left their 9-to-5 job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe this took off. And for all we know, that this is now paying all their bills, and so, hey, maybe they're not taking everything, but they're taking a portion so they can, one, keep doing this to do other things as well in this community that they have kind of not only put, like, the roots in, but have now, like, blossomed into a tree, you know? And so, I don't know. I think it's very interesting that a lot of the VTubing community is like, don't sell out! Stay indie! Be corpo, right? Like, it goes back and forth, right?
Yeah. And
I think this is a really, I was reading a really very interesting post on this.
I think I might know what you're about to bring up. Go ahead. If so, this is totally perfect because I was like, I'm going to work this in to get like how you feel about it. But go ahead.
There's a lot of things that I think we're going to talk about exactly what I think you're going to talk about. Yep. I have a very strong point, especially being a male VTuber. I think that's a tough topic, and it's very touchy. It is very touchy, and I'm going to tackle it in a very honest way.
Yes.
Where I don't sound biased.
Let's be very PR.
I'm going to be very PR, but be very
upfront.
There's a truth to everything, and upfront, where people avoid certain things. And people don't want to talk about it, but people are also very forthcoming to tackle the problem, if that makes sense.
Yes,
right?
I get what you're saying.
There are many ways to kind of kickstart your VTubing career. And I remember when I first started, as I was starting to get to know the community, and I was trying to branch out and meet people, I it was always meeting people, and, you know, it was hopping in comments, and people were like, hey, you know, leave a comment if you're a new VTuber. You know, like, I was really trying to network. I was really trying to network, and I remember this person had hopped in that comment. Like, you know, I commented, and the reply happened right after Twitter. You know, like, this was on Twitter, and the person was like, wow, you're a male VTuber, ? You know, you're not going to make it very far. My recommendations is either give up now or switch your model to a female.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, in my head, I was like, whoa, that's crazy. But I understood where they were coming from. And I know a lot of people don't like to give that the reality of that spotlight. But let's be honest. We're not trying to make this about gender, because I know, hey, inclusivity, diversity. But let's just say, hey, if you identify as a male VTuber, you identify as male, we are the minority. That's it. We are the minority. And when you look in the space of the VTubing community, you have a lot of that very female representation, right? You have female representation. And in one of my podcasts, I think, you know, big shout out to It's Donut.
Yes.
One of my other co-hosts as well, when we were interviewing him, he was, you know, he was very honest. And I think we need more honesty, and we don't need the backfire from the community when we are honest. We have to admit what works and what doesn't work.
I feel,
right?
Wait, Dex? If I can pause real quick. Yep. I feel like there's the separation that some people don't understand. There is nothing wrong with giving your honest opinion as long as nobody is being rude or just blatantly... How's the best way to put it? Blatantly just trashing people.
Yeah.
You can give your honest opinion and still deliver it in a kind way. And I feel like some people blur the lines with that.
Correct. And I agree with that. I think it's good to have a healthy conversation. And to... Everyone is entitled to their opinion, right? Mm-hmm. And I think it's the way you present it and the way you say it. We'll go into that very, 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 very statement a little later, right? Kind of about this topic. How do I say this? Everyone, like, kind of going back to that. Everyone should have an opinion. It's okay to have an opinion. And when people share what their points of views are, it's good to be respectful, even if we don't agree on them, right? I feel like sometimes, because we're on Twitter. Twitter is excuse my French, is a fucking cesspool sometimes, right? It's a great place to meet people, but it's also a place where you can fall into a rabbit hole of toxicity.
I agree.
If we're not careful, right, it's very easy to get sucked into that, right? Because just like in any community, there's a beautiful side and there's a negative side, right? I think I was talking to one of my friends kind of venting about this the other day, where I was like, man, I hate being a male VTuber. You know, and it's one of those things as a male VTuber, there is this... How do I put this without coming off in a way that's like... I'm just going to blatantly say it.
Okay.
As a male VTuber, we do have to work sometimes a little harder. It doesn't apply to everyone who's not a male, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it goes back to kind of what I was going to say a little earlier, that sex sells.
I'm so happy you're saying this. Yes.
Sex sells, right? And I think we as people forget that we as humans were animals. Like, we are literally genetically built as animals. Yes, we can think. Yes, we can reason. Blah, blah, blah. Yes, we have feelings. But at the end of the day, we like pretty things. If things are pretty, they're kind of attractive or attractive, we're going to gravitate towards it. It's just kind of built in our nature. Yes, it's going to sound kind of rude when I say this, but when people are like, oh my God, I like to follow people for their personality. Yes, that is very true.
Yeah.
But if you see a fuck, I feel like Peter Griffin, like, you know what grinds my gears? It's like, we went to go check this person out because probably their avatar was cool looking.
Yeah.
Attractive, right? It was pretty. It was shiny, right? And we're going to gravitate towards that.
Well, I can kind of understand right. that. Kind of like, you know, where they have the debate about people who spend thousands on VTuber models or their PNG slash Vroid models.
Yep.
Of course, mm-hmm. the person's gonna, if they can, of course, they will pay for the $1,000 model because they know it will grab somebody. Once again, going back to what you said about how there's tons of VTubers. You have to do what you need to do so that you stand out. Not to bring me into this because I know we're interviewing you, but the reason why I have an Egyptian VTuber model and it's like an Egyptian cat Bastet is one because I love Egyptian history, but nobody else is doing that. That's something that you won't see on a random Tuesday. When you see the hieroglyphics in the back or the outfit, you're gonna be like, oh wow, what is that? Let me look at that. It's different than your regular thing you see.
Yeah.
So I can get behind you're saying when it comes to that.
Yeah, and here's the thing. There's nothing, and I think there's the big thing, is that VTubing is a space to really, really push the limits in expressing yourself, right? This is a place where you can really be who you want to be, mm-hmm. right? Let your imagination run wild, right? And it is challenging. It's a very, and let's be honest, a lot of male VTubers, you know, aren't happy that, hey, sex sells. But let's be real, let's be honest. It's been in our, it's literally been in the human society for many, many years from like, if we have like photography, like it goes back way in history, right? Like sex sells, it does. People like when I mean sex, it doesn't always have to be like, you know, the corn time.
Yeah, the literally it's like just, getting it in. It could just be the, like the appearance of it.
The appearance of it, right? Like, and I'll be completely honest with you, who doesn't like boobas? I like boobas. Everyone like we like that attractive, we like that attractiveness. We like that stuff. And I think accepting that as one, as a community, you should be accepting of it. It is what it is. It's the reality. If, like you said, if someone's gonna spend $1,000, that person's gonna go all out on a design that they know people are gonna like. People are gonna gravitate and come back and watch them. That's just the reality of things. And there's just nothing wrong with it. They're paying the money for it, right? Mm-hmm. But here's also the other side of the game. If you're not paying for that kind of stuff, and hey, maybe you don't have those type of assets, right?
Yeah.
To your character, you might have to work a little harder on certain things. You might have to create a niche for yourself. And this is where the marketing comes in,
yes.
where the content creation comes in, right?
Oh, wait, I need to pause you for a second.
Yes.
Just to speak on that, I will say I can speak from experience when it comes to the whole sex sell thing. Sales, I'm sorry. But, wait, I totally lost what I was going to say. I'm sorry. I have multiple things coming through my mind. I'm like, I want to say this. But I can totally agree because this isn't my first model. I've had a total of 3 different debuts, you can say. The first one I ever did, I was younger. It was back in 2022. My model wasn't very sexual. Everything was covered. You had no boobs. You had no sides poking out. And my model was significantly darker. So I'm even touching on that. My model was darker. I didn't get any followers. Only 3 people would watch me. It was not that much. Then I made my second model, and it was, I'll just say it, it was a blatantly white model, and it was more sexualized. That's what got me actually to affiliate. It wasn't until I actually switched my model that I started actually making money. And then after I saw, okay, I really got my foot in the door, they really like my personality, I said, all right, now I can go back to being black. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, exactly. It, I hear what you're saying.
It really hurt my heart, but that's where it comes in too, is if you want that money and if you want that fan base, sometimes you have to appease the audience.
Yep. And it's crazy that I love that you hit that topic. I don't know. I'm there's nothing wrong with this topic, right? And I think for me, even for me, I'm kind of going through it right now a little bit, where last year I ended on exactly 200 followers, right? Exactly.
Okay.
Literally as the year ended, 200. It was a fucking grind. Right, I'm not gonna lie to you. Like I said, when I started, I didn't pre-debut like everybody else. Like, they're like, oh, I'm gonna go out, meet people, I'm gonna put my avatar out there, I'm gonna try to network. I was like, fuck it, I'm just gonna go.
Yeah, so you didn't pre-saturate.
Nope. And that's a good and bad thing. There's pros and cons to that, right? And because I was streaming so much, to make it to affiliate, like, the balance between hours to viewers wasn't balancing properly. And so I had more hours put in than viewers, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so that hurt me for a while to make it to affiliate. Like, that took, the grind was real. Because even though, let's just say, I think I was, started technically in April of last year.
Okay.
And then I think by September, like August, September, I was really grinding, because even if I had 4 to 5 people in my room watching me the entire time, because I had put in so many hours, Twitch was like, no, you're not there yet. You're like, you're not to affiliate yet. I'm like, fuck, dude. Like, this is crazy. And so sometimes starting and just hitting the stream button isn't always a good strategy to start off with, because now, even now, I have to kind of ground myself and be like, all right, you can't just hit this. You can't always hit the live button. Like, you need a purpose to what you're doing today. Mm-hmm. What is the goal? Are you trying to get content? Right? Like, now I know better. Back then, I did. I was like, I'm just trying to hopefully grab some viewers. And here's the thing. Goes back to the topic. There's a lot of fucking people streaming, whether you're a VTuber or a FleshTuber. There's a lot of fucking people on Twitch and YouTube. Like, you're not the only one playing this game. Right? Mm-hmm. You're probably not the only one who's super loud. Like, there's other people you're competing with, right? So what makes you stand out? And so, of course, if you're starting out, you're learning this as time goes. And as you learn it, you gotta kind of bite the dust a little bit. And so for me, I remember hitting affiliate around September, and I hit like 50 followers. I was like, oh my God, awesome. I was like, this is it, yes, I've hit it. And I was like, okay, what's my goal? What's realistic? I was like, what is obtainable, right? I was like, okay, I think I'm gonna take a step back and I'm gonna network. I'm gonna try to meet people. I'm gonna try to put myself more out there. And I'm glad I did, because I learned a lot. But I also learned a lot about myself and the community at the same time. I learned that you're gonna network with a lot of different people.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's human at the end of the day. No matter whether you see the avatar or not, everyone is human behind that avatar, and everyone has a different personality. Everyone has a different way with their community, and these are things that, one, you're either going to get influenced, you're going to learn off them, you're going to get inspired. And kind of going back to, I think, from our topic earlier, sex sells. And I remember I had an experience when I was streaming, and this was like right after I got affiliate.
Yeah.
And had a collab with somebody, and we were all playing together. We were all playing Helldivers, and we were just having a good time. And someone from another person's community had redeemed the good boy statement.
Okay.
And so, this person was like, oh, you know, my voice is kind of hurting right now. I don't know if I really want to do that right now. And so the person in that chat was like, can Sora do it?
Oh.
And of course, I was like, you know, I was having fun. You know, I had a couple of drinks in. I was like, whatever. Because I'm just that type of dude. If you watch my streams, I'm very silly. I'm very out there. You know, I make a lot of jokes. I'm really loud. So I'm like, fuck it. Let's do it. Let's have some fun, right?
Yeah.
But I didn't realize how much of a Pandora's box that could be, and how the taste of fame and what people like looks like, right? I remember doing that phrase, and it was a loaded action, right? Where I did it, and like, you know, everyone I was playing with got really quiet, and they were like, damn, Sora, we didn't know you had a, you know, you had a good, you know, you had a voice for this. And I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, I didn't realize it either. And before you know it, I had a good, like, 15 people follow me instantly within minutes.
Oh. So, wait. Pause. So, okay. I'm trying to gather my thoughts before I speak. So, this is very interesting that you put it that way. So, do you feel like, it seemed like that after you did that, and you did, you could say somewhat of, like, a sexual thing, people gravitate towards you.
Yeah.
Just for that reason.
And just for that reason. And I think, you know, I'm very big when I say this, and the VGB community is very sexual. There's no way to ignore that. No way to ignore that. And the more we ignore it as a community, the more... What's the right word for it? It's... I wouldn't even say it's a word. We can't pretend it doesn't exist, right? I think it's... When things happen, especially like when Twitch, when people get banned on Twitch, right, for certain things, right? Everyone's like, this isn't fair. Why did this person get banned? It's like, well, let's backpedal a little bit. Why do you think this person got banned, right?
Yeah.
Like, we can't play victim. We can't play ignorant, right? The VTuber community is sexual. We know sex sells as a community. We see it everywhere. Right? There are, but there is an other side to the VTuber community, to be fair. And I think I have this conversation with my other friend, where I'm not going to say their name because I don't know if they feel comfortable.
That's totally fine.
But she herself was like, I don't know what you're talking about. I've never seen that side of the VTuber community, which blew my mind. But at the same time, it made a lot of sense because we kind of revisited that same conversation a couple of weeks ago, kind of talking about the content we're creating, kind of where our projects are headed. And she was like, yeah, you know, I really want to kind of keep my stuff really PG. And I was like, oh shit. I was like, that makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. I was like, my stuff isn't PG. I was like, my stuff is straight up rated R, and not rated R in the sexual content. Like, we joke around sexually on my stream, we make a lot of sexual jokes.
Yeah.
It's a lot of dark jokes. It's crude humor, right? Very crude humor. And I was like, okay, that makes a lot of sense. Like, we as content creators kind of create the environment that we're in and what we see online and everything. Like, we set that precedence for us, right? And when that happened, with when I got those 15 followers, I'm not gonna lie to you, my gear started to turn.
Yeah, you were like, oh, so if I keep this up, then let's say in a couple of weeks I'll get 100 followers off of that.
Yeah. And I was like, I can change up my channel redeem points. I was thinking of things. And then I had to, like, I literally had the kick in the brakes.
It's a slippery slope.
Myself, it is. And I think I was even talking about this on my podcast, where once you open Pandora, and I see this a lot, actually, it actually makes you really sad for a lot of reasons. Let me state this why. Once you open Pandora's box, people realize that people like hot, attractive, shiny things. And once you open Pandora's box, you see people gravitate very, very quick. But here's the thing. What if you one day want to stop providing that? What if your whole brand was built on that from the start, and you're like, I don't want to do this anymore?
Yes. This is perfect, because I was honestly having that conversation with somebody too. It was a different VTuber. I won't say who he is, but I was having a conversation with him, and he was saying that at first he started out as like a PG VTuber, you know, playing games like Fall Guys, you know, regular, it could be for kids or adults, whatever. He made some jokes and it was fine. One day he was collabing with somebody and it turned sexual. And of course, he's an adult, you know. It wasn't like he was a child, he's an adult, so he was playing around, but he got hooked on that. And then all the followers that came in were addicted to that right there.
Yep.
And after, he was just like, you know, this is very draining. It's a random Tuesday. I don't want to be talking all that mess. I just want to play a video game, you know, have some fun. They didn't want to hear that. He lost all his followers. And he's actually stopped VTubing.
Yeah, and, oh, man, that breaks my heart. Because I see a lot of repercussions happen from, that's one of the repercussions, right? Where people lose followers.
Mm-hmm.
And then either they keep going or they stop. But when people keep going, this isn't right. I don't think it's cool. But the thing is,
it has to take a toll.
Like, it's...
it has to take some type of mental toll. Because then you get in the situation of, you're not seeing me as a human anymore.
Yep.
You're seeing me as an object that you push a little button and I'm going to say like a sexual quip. There should be a time where I can say at the beginning of my stream, hey guys, you know, I'm here to stream. I'm here to have fun. But for right now, I'm going to disable these because I really don't want to do that today. And there should be no repercussions. There shouldn't be, oh, well, fuck you. I'm gonna block you. I don't want to see you anymore. It's like, no, these people are human. Sometimes people aren't in the mood to do that. And that should be okay. It's called a boundary.
Yep. It's so crazy that you hit that. Because, like I said, we were just talking about that on my podcast, right? For Midnight Munch, right?
Yep.
We were just talking about that with Blue Cheesy. By the way, much love to Blue Cheesy. That kid is literally blowing up right now. Like, it is, that's the dude right now. That kid is blowing up. Can't wait to see that kid literally making big strides right now. But it was mentioned in that very, very moment. I remember in that conversation, we hit the, once you kind of get that ball rolling, it's kind of hard to stop the ball from rolling at all.
That thing's in action.
Because it's in action. And we don't know exactly how that's going to look when it starts picking up more than just dirt, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we see this a lot. And, you know, I've seen a lot, you know, I'm not going to say names, right? But I've seen this a lot with a lot of female VTubers, right, that come up, you know, just they're starting and, you know, maybe they feel very comfortable with the people they meet. So, you know, they're a little bit more expressive. Maybe they're doing a little bit more lewd stuff, you know, showing IRL thigh pics. More people start liking it. People start sharing. They start doing IRL dresses, you know, not showing the face, but showing dresses, you know, torso, legs, and thighs. So people start showing up and they're like, oh, I should probably involve this with my actual lore and VTuber. So you see their whole avatar change. Mm-hmm. And then after a while, people are like, okay, you see where this is going, where everyone's gravitating not for their personality, but for the content that they're putting out. And eventually, these people who have started this, they're like, I want to have a chill day. I'm tired. I have a long day at work. I want to just have like a nice chill stream, cozy stream. And people show up. And
they don't want to see that.
Hitting a button. Yeah, they're hitting a button being like, I want to hear this quip. I want to hear this quip. Mm-hmm. You know, people will get emotional. People get emotional and they're like, hey, like, I'm a human too. Like, what the hell?
I want to do all that.
Yeah, I don't want to do all that. But this is where this problem really starts to really spiral, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's when people understand when you open this Pandora's box. If you want to keep pushing this content, cool.
That's
fine. No one's stopping you. That's fine. But you've created this persona now for the world to see. And people expect to see this persona all the time, especially since you have evolved into this persona. So there is no day where you can be like, hey, I want to take a day off from this persona. Yes, in theory, you should be able to. But reality is people don't.
I think the best way to put
it's kind of messed up. Yeah.
I think the best way to put it, and I'm going to reiterate this for the people that are listening. If you are a VTuber already in effect or you're about to be, if you want to be a lewd VTuber, baby, go ahead. I'm probably even going to follow you. I'm going to watch you. I don't care. There's no shame to that, because in moments, I want to say what I want to say. And I know it probably sometimes you say things too on your channel. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that. But I have literally seen, and it's funny because you can't see these people's faces, but you can tell off of emotion that they are so drained.
Yep.
So I think it's perfect to have a great balance. Or sometimes too, which I will say this, and it might be controversial, but it's about the audience. Because and you have to have strict boundary. Like, people know when they come into my stream from the beginning, you're not going to come in my stream saying crazy stuff. You're going to get banned. I'm not saying I'm going to send a mob after you, but I'm not going to have it. But if you start out because you just want anybody and you're just like, I need the numbers, I don't care what I have to do, then people are going to feel like they can walk all over you.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You have to have that backbone, because even though your face is not on it, it's still you. You're still human. You're still going to feel those emotions of those little letters on your screen. And after a while, you're going to realize, oh, this is really messing with me. Like, when I first started out and I had Bastet and it was my darker VTuber, the things people would say on Twitter, the things people would say online were crazy. And I'm biracial. Ooh. My mother's black, my father's white. And I already had that bit of a identity crisis. So I was leaning, like straightening my hair. I didn't really want to be in my blackness. And then when I got older, I was like, this is so stupid.
Yeah.
And my mom, she was just like, I don't even know why you're doing all this. You know, my mom is very in touch with herself. So she was like, you need to go back to what you know is you. And that's how, like, I went through a big inward look. But some people, sadly, they'll always be, what's the best way to say it? They'll always, they might not come back to their regular selves. They may always be lost and constantly feeling like they can't be themselves. So be careful. All the new VTubers, even the ones that are already made a platform, be careful and be true to yourself. If you don't like it, you just need to do your best to slowly integrate back what you want to be. I'm not saying go cold turkey, because sometimes you gonna jack up your paycheck, but you can slowly bring it back in.
And not just the paycheck, but I think mental health. Like, I'll be completely honest with you, going cold turkey, if you're like, if you're really committed to it, going cold turkey is like anything else, right? You're gonna miss a lot of that attention. If you know you're okay with, like, hey, you're gonna lose people, you're gonna lose followers, but you need to stand your ground, if you're okay with it, you go do it. Please stand your ground. I think we need more of that. And at the end of the day, I think, and I appreciate everyone who's given me this advice, we are the entertainer, and we set the boundary, not just for ourselves, but for our community. And if someone's coming in being kind of pocket, we gotta let them know. Sometimes we don't have the pleasure of having a mod. And I hear a lot of VTubers talk about it. They're like, well, I don't know how to go about this. Like, I don't have a mod. It's not about having a mod. It's about having boundaries. It's about letting people know, hey, thank you for watching. I really appreciate that. Hey, you need to do a strike rule? Do a strike rule. I do a 2-strike rule. I used to do 3. Now I do 2, because sometimes people like to push boundaries.
Yeah.
I'm not here for it, right? I give 2 strikes. I'm like, hey, thank you so much for being here, but I do need you to be respectful, blah, blah, blah. Hey, they don't listen. Boom. Kicked, right? Kicked. I don't like to do it, but I need to keep everyone safe. I need to keep myself safe. And just mentally, at the end of the day, I think me too. I love the paycheck just as much as everybody else, but if you're not mentally doing okay, the paycheck
is not worth it.
It's not worth it. It's not worth it. That's it. It's not.
You'll be pulling your hair out and wiping your tears with your money, but you over here half bald because the stress is so bad. I mean, I'm just being honest. I mean,
it
gets hard.
It does.
And people are heartless sometimes because they know they have like a anime profile picture, or heck, it could be even their own VTuber profile picture. They do not care because it's not them connected to it. They will say anything.
Yep. The internet is a cruel, cruel place. And I think we have to also remind ourselves that whatever does happen on the internet, yes, people can say mean things. It's not you. Yeah. Whatever it is, we're all people, we're all content creators, we're all coming for the same thing. To be honest, we all want to share special moments with people, but it's easy to get lost in the moment. It is. Mm-hmm. It really is.
You can get lost in the sauce.
Lost in the sauce.
Lost in the sauce. I'm sorry, I just had to say it. I had to bring it up.
You said sauce, and I thought about chicken nuggies and like Szechuan sauce or like some like ranch. I'm like, oh, man,
bro, you know what's so sad about that? I have Wendy's ranch right next to my computer right now.
Oh my God.
I have like a Korean corn dog waiting for me to like go munch on.
Damn, that sounds so good.
So I was just
dude, you're making me hungry, because right now I am literally on a calorie deficit right now. So I've been taking care of my health. That's the big thing with like also being being a VTuber, that sometimes we get so lost in the sauce, we kind of forget to take care of ourselves. I'm not gonna lie to you. This last year has been a definite grind for me. I've seen a lot of progression, right? Like I was saying, at the end of last year, 200.
Mm-hmm.
In January, we actually kind of took a break. I didn't know where to kind of stick my foot, where to start. Because last year, we ended with beating Liza P. That was my first game to beat on stream. It was my first Souls game ever.
Oh, you could get into that?
And yeah.
I could not get into that game.
I think I like the aesthetic because it was so different.
Mm-hmm.
It was so different for its community. I like that this company that's not American, it's not European, it's Korean, literally stepped out of their comfort zone, was like, fuck it. We're going to give you something cool. Because I had seen, they had been hyping up this game for some time now. Kind of like Black Myth Wukong, which we will talk about in a little bit.
Yeah.
They had been hyping up this game. I was like, damn, a game about Pinocchio? That's kind of cool. But it's a Souls-like? I was like, all right. Okay. All right. I'll give it a shot. I was hooked. The graphics were beautiful. Combat's intense. There are moments in the game that you're like, wow, this is breathtaking. And just the storyline is dark. It's not something that you would expect someone to take a Pinocchio story to make it the way it is and give their own twist on it. That was absolutely amazing.
Oh, the storyline was awesome. Crazy. The storyline was on point. I think it's just because I was shitty at playing the game. And I was like,
the game is hard. The game is fucking hard.
I did not want to embarrass myself. I'm known in my community that if you give me a game, I'm going to suck and you're just going to have to deal with it. And I feel like that's where they get the comedy from. Because I'd be over here, I was playing Fear 2 this afternoon. And one of my friends told me to play, and I had to beg them to come back and tell me where to go. They were like, go to the elevator, push the button. I was like, oh. And everyone was like, you couldn't tell? I was like, look, I did not know. Mm-mm. I feel like when you're VTubing, you can't be afraid of being sometimes the butt of the joke.
Yeah.
You have to be open to... to go through that a little bit and just to get joshed.
Yep. Being vulnerable in that moment. I think I used to, when I first started, I was like, I gotta be good at everything. I have to be badass. And you realize that your communities and people, that's how you get, I mean, that's how I get new followers. People really enjoy the realness of a player, right? Because not everyone's gonna be a pro player. Not everyone is speedrunning every game. Not every person is playing competitively in world tournaments, right? Yep. Like, these people are hopping in to see other gamers just like them, to see this human moment. And I can relate to this so hard. I really can. That's so cool that that your community loves that out of you. For me, I'll be honest with you, like, it took a little bit. It took a little bit to kind of get my community there, right? Yeah. I started off, you know, kind of, you know, being silly, but a little bit more on the serious side. And then as kind of time went on, you know, I follow a lot of amazing people that I look up to, you know, that really inspired what I do now in my streams. And, you know, and for people, you know, like, who listen to this podcast, there is somebody that I follow who is absolutely freaking hilarious. There's two. One for content creating, and then one for actual, like, the type of streams that they do.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. So the first one's going to be HydraCam.
HydraCam, I think I've heard of them.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
It's absolutely hilarious. It's HydraCam. It's a lot of it's Call of Duty stuff, but I don't play Call of Duty like that anymore, but the type of comedy that they do with their content is like straight meme brain rot content. I'm like, how do you come up with this? Like, did you sit there and I'm like, all right, I'm gonna pull this scene from this movie, attach it right before he shoots. Like, how do you come up? There's a lot of creativity that goes into that. And I really look up to that because I'm like, okay, like, person is one, very in tune with like pop culture, very in tune with meme culture, right? To do that, those type of video edits takes a lot of time to kind of research what the people like and what your audience like. So if you guys are looking for any type of like inspiration and just one editing to also just creating a really short clip that's pretty funny and kind of tells a story from start to ending, HydraCam does perfect stuff for that. I'm trying to think of another streamer that I'll try to like, I totally forgot his name. It will come back to me. But this streamer, he's a flesh tuber. He He's really known for his voice changer.
Mm-hmm.
And he does a lot of Souls-like runs. Souls run. And it's absolutely hilarious because he will dress up as whatever character.
Oh, wow.
He does the whole thing. He'll dress up as the character. And anytime he rages, he uses the voice changer.
That's dedication.
That's dedication, and it's absolutely hilarious because the voice changer, it changes every time. It's never the same thing. And so it's absolutely super funny to see, even if you're not into the Souls games, seeing someone rage really hard at this is absolutely hilarious. And that inspired me.
I was about to ask that about that.
Yeah, a voice changer, which my community was like, what the fuck? Like, it was super out of, like, the blue, too. Because it inspired me, because I was like, this dude's having fun. Like, this dude's having fun. He's experimenting. And I actually use the voice changer a lot now, even when I'm not raging. I like to use it. I just have fun with it, right? And, you know, it's my community is still getting used to it, but people really seem to enjoy it from the feedback that I've gotten.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'll be honest with you. When I was stalking you online, if you could call it that, the first clip I've ever saw was you with the voice changer on. And I was sitting there and I was like, I know that's not how their voice really is. It has to be different. And then I kept clicking and I found myself laughing a lot, but I kept clicking through. And I was like, oh, okay. So it's like a voice changer bit.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, okay. Switching it up.
Yeah, and I have a lot of fun with it. I encourage everyone to just experiment. And here's the thing. It's like any type of art or content creation you do. You don't know. We're in a phase. We're so early in... We're not Iron Mouse. Iron Mouse has a whole brand already made.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Iron Mouse has to stick to that brand. Right now, if you're starting out, you're less than 1,000 followers, you're less than 2,000 followers, even 3,000 followers on Twitch, you're in a place where you can technically still experiment.
You can still switch it up.
Yeah, you can try new things. Maybe you see something that you would feel inspired, right? And I know the community is very iffy on, like, oh, I don't want to take this idea. This is what I tell everybody. Inspiration is everywhere. Great architecture is not always made original. Great architecture is taken from an old idea made better. Or maybe even inspired, right? Mm-hmm. And so I really encourage everyone to just have fun with it. Experiment with it. Cool, it doesn't work? It doesn't work. Try something else next stream, right? And I do this with channel points. I do it with that, you know, voice changer, which the voice changer's here to stay. I never thought I'd like it this much. When I am video editing, I don't realize sometimes how funny it is, where I'm like, wow, I sound absolutely hilarious. This is crazy. And it catches people off guard when they hear me actually talk. They're like, whoa, that's not your voice? I'm like, no, it's definitely not. At the end of the day, we're all just having fun. Yeah. Right? And there's nothing wrong with just experimenting.
We're all trying to figure it out. It's funny that you actually said that because when you were talking, you reminded me of my mom. She has a saying that you don't have to create the wheel, you just have to reinvent it. Like, nothing is purely new.
Original. Mm-hmm.
Somebody's done it. You're not going to be the first one, but you can make it better.
Yep.
You can do your best to put your own spin on it, and people might even like both of you. It's not, and that's where it comes to where people feel like it's a contest.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not in a race. Everybody's trying to have fun and expand. So two people can do the same thing. They're going to have their own edge to it. As long as you're not stealing ideas that, of course, they haven't put out yet. And like, you're like, oh, I'm going to steal it. I'm going to do it before you do it. I mean, that is just blatant, like, you're stealing ideas. But if you're not doing that, it's free game.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I told.
I completely agree. No,
I agree.
I just have fun with it. Right, have fun with it. Don't overthink about it.
My lighter does not want to work. I'm so sorry.
You're all good. And that even goes with games, right? That's why I'm a variety streamer. So, for me, when I first even started streaming, So when I was a flesh tuber, mm-hmm. I was a horror streamer. I love horror games.
Okay.
Horror games is really what got me into wanting to stream. Big Markiplier fan. A lot of us are. And it's really what got me... Horror Let's Play is what got me into streaming. I love seeing that natural human reaction. My goal as a flesh tuber is to find the scariest game out there.
Ooh.
And you know... to find the scariest game out there. What has pushed the boundary, right, on the human mind? And I'll be completely honest, I have to say PT. PT created this whole movement of horror within the genre we know now, first-person horror. Who would have ever thought that?
That's
right?
True, because, like, you really, like, put yourself in the character's shoes, because it's not like you can see yourself and you're like, oh, this is a random character. No, this feels like it's me.
Yup. And for those who don't know what PT is, PT is Playable Teaser. It is the Silent Hills game that was supposed to feature Norman Reedus as the main character. This is when Norman Reedus was at his prime with The Walking Dead. Mm-hmm. So he was like the badass character, right?
Yeah.
And this is Guillermo del Toro and Kojima's project. So when PT came out, it came out on PlayStation. People were like, what the fuck is PT? Mm-hmm. Right? And so people would play it. And you're playing it, it's like this never-ending hallway. And eventually, as you progress through the hallway, the world starts to shape. Things start to happen. And it changes constantly. And this is the first time the world has ever experienced a game like this. Like, there maybe has been other things. Like, okay, if we talk about horror, I know people can be like, you know, our horror fanatics out there. Where, like, the people be like, well, Doom, technically, yes, is a horror shooter. Yes, yes, yes. But
it was kind of cheesy, though.
It was kind of cheesy, right?
Yeah.
But this is the first horror game where you don't have a gun. You don't have a sword.
It's just straight knuckles.
It's not even knuckles. It's just you trying to survive. You cannot die. You can't run away. You have to be there to confront whatever's in front of you head on. You can't even kill it. They can kill you. You can't kill it. This changed the horror genre forever. After that, Outlast came out. You had all these crazy games come out after PT. And for those who, like, and just give a little bit more backstory, PT didn't happen because technically Kojima had a fallout with Konami, like this whole thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
But Kojima ended up making Death Stranding. That's what that project ended up turning into, was Death Stranding. And, I got my, for all my Death Stranding fans, it's a great, beautiful visual game, but it's literally a walking simulator. I can't do it. But to each their own. If people really like the game, it's a beautiful game, for sure. Just not my cup of tea. Not my cup of tea, for sure. But that was really what has got me started just streaming in general. And that's a very niche market, because even now, like, you have a ton of different, like, horror streamers, right?
Mm-hmm.
And horror TikTokers, right, who go live and who, like, that's a whole genre in itself, right? It's cool to see how that genre has shaped. And then, after I put it down, I came to realize, I was like, I kind of want a bigger audience. And that kind of pushed me to be a variety streamer. I play all kinds of games, from everything from Fall Guys all the way to, like I said, PT, a horror game, right?
Mm-hmm.
To, honestly, Souls. Like, I never thought I'd be into a Souls game. This summer, at the very start of the summer, when we hit 500 followers, I made a promise. And I hate that I made this promise.
What, you gotta beat the game?
I not only do I have to beat the game, I gotta beat the DLC, right?
Ooh.
And so, I promised my community, because I had Elden Ring, I had bought Elden Ring. And I immediately put it down because it was way too hard. This is 2 years ago.
I did the same thing.
Bought it. I was like, this is too fucking hard. Couldn't beat it. Whatever. Was seeing Kai Cenat stream. And I have my mixed feelings about Kai Cenat. But what I appreciate about Kai Cenat, him doing the Elden Ring stream, he showed the world that anyone can do it.
Yeah.
Anyone can do it. Doesn't matter how good you are, how bad you are. It's if you commit to it, you will learn the game, you will get good. Just don't give up. You will get good. And that inspired me. And I was feeling pumped watching that stream. I was like, this is sick. Because Kai Cenat put Elden Ring on the map for the entire world. I was like, this motherfucker can do it. I can do it too. And I remember I hopped on stream. This was like April. Like, this is like, no, a little bit later. I was like, guys, I feel inspired. I'm going to make a promise to the stream. I'm going to beat Elden Ring. Ooh. Did not realize what I got myself into.
Yeah,
right?
That game is not the game that you want to promise to beat.
Yep, because not everyone can beat it. It's not an easy game, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, but that's, I never realized how much I was going to fall in love with this game. This game pushed me and taught me so much about myself as a gamer that it is one of my top five games of all time. It is absolutely a journey. It's an emotional journey. And it is something I recommend everyone to at least try. You don't have to beat it, but at least try. Because if you love it and you actually commit to beating the game, life-changing. It is completely life-changing. And it shows you that you can put anything you put your heart to.
I might have to look
it. Really can.
I might have to, like, whoop it out. I know I won't beat it, because like I said before, I suck at games, but, you know, I can give it a try.
And, you know, like, there are different builds, right? You see so many different type of players build different type of builds. And, you know, there are easier builds than others, but it was one of those things where I remember after Kai Cenat had beaten Elden Ring, the DLC was announced, or was announced months prior to that.
Mm-hmm.
But he was like, I'm gonna get ready for the DLC. Seeing him beat it, I got to see all these different big streamers getting ready to play the DLC, and I was like, nope. It was cool to see, because it felt like the world was like in unison, mm-hmm. doing the same thing. It felt like everyone was playing Pokemon Go for the first time. That's literally what it felt like. Like, everyone was playing Pokemon Go at the same time to make it into like the next thing.
Yeah.
And that's what it was for Elden Ring into the DLC. And I beat Elden Ring, and I fell in love with it. I was like, this is the best game ever. I beat it. And I remember we had a week before the DLC came out. My life felt pointless.
Oh my
I was
God.
Like, I need a harder game. I need a harder game, which I totally regret saying, because there are way harder games than Elden Ring. Elden Ring is the baby Soulsborne game of the series.
I thought that was the hardest one.
It depends who you talk to, mm-hmm. right? It
yeah, of course, everybody has their own opinion.
Yeah, I think for me, right, since I'm a variety streamer, I love video games. I play everything, right? Mm-hmm. I play a little bit of everything. There's not just one specific genre that I love. I just love video games. And if you're trying to get into the Souls, like, trying to figure out if you like Souls or not, and the introduction to it, Elden Ring is the game. The reason why, because it's not one game where you're like, I gotta follow the storyline. You can technically explore the world. You might get your cheeks clapped, but at least you can go exploring if you can't beat one boss. If you can't beat this boss, you go to another boss.
Yeah, like, you can keep
the
it pushing.
The game gives you... Yeah, you're given so much freedom to explore, learn the lore, go see beautiful things, right? And mm-hmm. once you get good enough to fight, and that's the thing, when you beat... this is what gets you hooked. When you beat
this is the crack of the game.
This is the crack of the game. And I think anyone who's ever played the game will agree. When you defeat an enemy, like a boss enemy, the words on the screen will appear, Demigod Felled. It is the most, I get chills. Like, you feel like a god, like you just took down a god.
Going back to what you were talking about when you were a flesh tuber, do you feel like it was easier to attract a following when you were a flesh tuber or as a VTuber?
Yes and no.
Okay.
I think only a certain handful of people I've actually seen who I am outside of my flesh tuber or mm-hmm. outside of my VTubing, right? They know who I am connected to this, you know, to this character.
Yeah.
Right? With flesh tubing, I feel like you're not hiding who you are. You can be who you want. You can go on your own social media. You can branch out and be like, hey, dude, come watch me. You can tell your coworkers. You can do a whole bunch of other things, right? You can do the same, technically, the same with VTubing. Mm-hmm. But the whole point of VTubing is kind of not doxing yourself, right? Kind of being this whole new persona, right? And sometimes, you know, if you stick to that path, you can't really go to the people you know to have them share your profile, have their friends share, you know, like networking is harder, right? Sometimes you kind of, how do I say this? People gravitate seeing a real human talk on the screen compared to a cartoon character. That's what we are. We are really fancy cartoon characters that's on a screen.
Yeah.
You know? And, you know, sometimes we look a little silly. That's okay. That's the whole part. That's the fun about being a VTuber. But to the general public, that's, you know, not everyone is there yet. Right? Everyone's like, that's kind of dumb. Why don't you just become a flesh streamer? Maybe people just want to express themselves. Maybe people want privacy, right? So there's pros and cons, right?
I mean, you even have people that aren't that comfortable in their skin to do that. And I know one person, she started out as a flesh tuber, but she felt like she couldn't be herself. She couldn't express her personalities that she kept hidden from her day-to-day life because it was going to be attached to her face. So I guess you could say when you're VTubing with a model, even with like a PNG, you have that sense of, okay, I can take a deep breath. I don't have to worry about how I look. It's just strictly gaming, fun, and community.
Yup. And I love that you said that because, hey, we're human. We're going to have days where I have days where I crawl out of bed and I look like a hot mess. And I know when I was a flesh tuber, you know, like, you got to present yourself a little bit. You got to look, you know, presentable, right?
Yeah.
You know, you got to clean yourself up a little bit. I'm not saying that, like, hey, I don't clean myself up, but, you know, there are days where I kind of crawl out of bed.
I'm wearing my pajamas and I'm going to go live.
Yup, that's it. You know, oh man, like I'm running late for a collab. You know, I just kind of crawl out of bed, go in my chair, and I'm like, all right, oh wait, I gotta wash my face, come back, and like, I'm just comfortable.
Yeah.
You know, people are there for you, mm-hmm. right? They're not there for how you look. Like, yeah, like me, you know, earlier, people are attracted to shiny things, but in that moment, it's about you, right?
Yeah.
Before you hit that live button, it's about you. You are the one hitting that live button. People are gonna show up to see you. And it's nice. I love that. There is this, I can just be silly. There's not a moment when I go live where I can't be myself. Yeah, you know, so there are sometimes where I'm like, oh, am I a little too loud?
Yeah, like you gotta like out there? Check yourself a little bit while streaming. I've been there before where it's like, oh, let me pull back.
Mm-hmm. And it just allows me to express myself fully. Knowing that people come, because I'll be honest, my avatar, it's all right. You know, he looks like me, but he looks like any anime character with tech wear, right? Like, it's not anything crazy.
Yeah.
You know? So, when I know people show up to see my streams, they kind of show up just for a good time. They come here to just kind of hang out with me. And I really enjoy that. I really do. Even if behind the avatar, I just have, like, my Scooby-Doo PJ pants on.
Stay night at, like, midnight.
Yeah.
And some people gotta understand, too, is when certain VTubers, because I know I do it, I have a couple friends who do it, when they stream at the ass crack of dawn, or, like, really late, they're trying to get those clips for Twitch. Like, for Twitch stories, for Instagram stories, for TikTok, all that. They're doing this just for the clips. Because usually people are busy, they're with their family, they're sleeping. So this is where I can have fun, I can be crazy. I don't have to worry about, how was your day? You don't have to fraternize as much. Of course, people are still going to come in. But you can focus a little bit more in the game. You can have more content.
I love that you said that because it kind of segues into like, you know, just content creating because I want to really like talk about that. And then me as Sora, right? I think you would hear this a lot that especially me, people would be like, Sora, you need to put some content out there. Like you can go farther. I had this weird, so me as a flesh tuber, I was at 600 followers, right?
Okay.
Me as a VTuber, I wanted to show my... It was more of myself than anything. Mm-hmm. I wanted to show myself, I am meant to do this. Mm-hmm. If I can get 500 followers without any piece of content, then I've made myself proud, and then I will put out content after.
Mm-hmm.
Did that for a whole... Pretty much up until, like, last... Or this May. Mm-hmm. This May. Where I hit 500 followers, and it was as fresh a breath air, because I wanted, in a sense, to prove to myself that I am no longer that flesh tuber. I am now this new person. I'm this new persona, and I can do it my way.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm glad I actually started content creating. I do recommend everybody, though, to content create at the start. Don't do what I did. Because it is a harder climb. It is a harder climb. It is a way harder climb because no one knows who you are. People can't discover you. You know, people can't share your content if it's enjoyable. It's just you're a feather in a stack of needles, right? Mm-hmm. It's gonna be very hard to find you. And don't do that to yourself. For me, I did it. It was a personal thing for me, mm-hmm. which I don't recommend to anybody. And yeah, it was, like I said, it was a grind. It was a grind. But at least I was able to show myself, if I can get 500 followers, I did it because based on only my streams. Like, I wanted to show myself I'm entertaining. That was really my point to myself. I was like, I can entertain people. I can do this, and I can do this without this. It's like, of course I need this, but I want to show myself I can do this.
Yeah.
And
well, that kind
of, a lot of people. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
That kind of.
My bad.
That kind of answered my question, because I was gonna ask, well, why didn't you pivot and just clear out? Because you said when you were FleshTuber that you had 600 followers. I was wondering. I was like, why didn't he just delete all of his flesh tubing videos and just start with the model? But now that I know that it was a personal goal that you wanted to start it from the bottom, being a VTuber, it makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, and I didn't want anything to be attached to that at all, right? Like, for me, yeah. Like, I think that was a big thing. Like, also privacy, right? So for me, I came to realize, so, like, I'm a parent, so I'm a dad. I'm a single dad, right?
Oh, okay.
I'm a single dad with, like, full custody. And I realized that
Congrats.
A lot of my personal life... Yeah, thank you, thank you. I don't want my kid to be involved around anything like that. People are like that. People are weird. People are weird. Not everyone has the best intentions, right? And even if you're nice to the world, you're gonna rub off someone the wrong way, right? Like, it's just how the world works. And after, like I said, we were talking earlier, you know, like, people are crazy. People will do things like, you know, swat somebody. I was like, bro, I don't need that whatsoever from my family, right? Like, I don't need my kids sleeping in the middle of the night, fucking door being knocked out. Like, it sounds kind of extreme.
No, but it's realistic. Like,
it's realistic. Shit happens, and people are crazy, and people are weird. And I was like, okay, if I do this VTubing thing, I need to completely separate from this. I need to completely leave this behind, and I'm going to start this new project, and this is the people know Sora for Sora.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. And that's all. They just know the face. They know the avatar. That's it.
Oh, wow. I can kind of relate to that. My face, personally, has never been exposed. I didn't do flesh tubing because my family has always been in tech. So it's like, you understand the... Once your face is out there, you're not ripping that back. And when I was younger, I got into a couple things, nothing crazy, but I got into a couple things, and so it's like, if they figure it out because of my voice, all right. But if you match a face, it's totally different. I don't want anything to mark me with that.
I work tech, so I understand that. That's another reason, because I'm like, okay.
Oh, what do you do? Well, not to pry. It's just, I'm in cybersecurity. That was the only reason why I asked.
Yeah. So I'm a technician. Let's just put it like that. I work
for
one of the big companies.
Ooh,
right? That.
Congrats.
Thank you. Love working for this company. This company's dope. But you learn a lot. And here's the thing, is that when you work for a big company like that, you can't really be, like, you can be expressive, you can be a little out there,
but you can't be fully open.
Yep, you can't be fully open. You can't say out of, you know, for me, like I said, I say a lot of crude jokes. That's just known in my stream.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need it being brought back to work, because companies do take it seriously when their employees maybe see something out of pocket. They're like, hey, you can't be saying this. Like, we're going to have to let you go. That shit happens all the time.
Yeah, because you're a extension of the company, of course.
Yup. Mm-hmm. And I definitely know. I say some out-of-pocket stuff. I mean, sometimes. And, like, it's not, like, crazy bad. It's just out-of-pocket. You're like, Sora, we can't take you nowhere.
No, like, that's not going to happen at the company function. We can't be saying that.
Yep, you definitely cannot be saying that, right? And so, I put a lot of that in perspective, and I think, as of recently, I think you've seen this too, everyone is doing, like, a, what's the word, when everyone's doing, like, they're showing their face at the moment.
It's, yes, the face reveal. The model versus versus the person. Like, I'm actually, who is it? I follow them. I'm actually in their server. He's a peacock. Do you know who I'm talking about? Yes, love his stuff. But I thought about it. I was like, am I going to do a face reveal? And then my frontal lobe was like, no, dumbass, you're not going to do that. I can't let myself go into that.
And here's the thing. Like, I even tell people that, like, if you show someone your face, that's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
But if you put it in a server or in Twitter,
it's never disappearing.
That's never, like, if you send it to someone, okay, you have a falling out, yeah, they could technically, like, show your face, but it also might be a random person.
Yeah, I was about to say that. I was about to say, now, everybody listening, be careful who you send it to. But, yep. I mean, it's their word against yours. You could just say, oh, you just went on Google and found a random person.
Yup, which is very true. Or, you know what, I could have faked it, but, like, I sent you this picture and it really isn't me.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's crazy. But it's true. Like, I think here's the thing is that, like,
you'll never know.
It's about being smart. You'll never know. But the moment you, like, here's the thing. People, like I said, I work tech. It's not hard. You put a picture in Twitter. Someone's like, I'm curious. They can literally find your, like, an IP address with your picture. Try to link. It's this whole shebang.
If they have the right search engine, they can do anything.
They can literally do anything. They can literally just grab your photo, drop it in that search engine, and that's it. Game over.
Yeah.
And that's especially if it's on that website. So, like, there's a lot of moving pieces. Sometimes you just don't need one thing. You need, like, a couple of things to really get some things going, right?
Mm.
And I tell everybody, just be safe, right? Like, even right now, this whole immersion, there is the immersion thing. There it is, immersion. That's the word. The immersion, especially if you do sexual content, especially if you're out of pocket, even if you're not doing any of that type of content, the internet's, it's a wild, wild west. And there's a lot of beautiful people out there. I've seen a lot of people do their immersion, and I'm like, wow, you're stunning. Mm. But I hope to God no one uses this as ammo, right? Because that's a fucking thing.
Oh my God, did you hear about the people doing, like, the deep faking or whatever it's called?
What?
Did you hear about?
No.
So basically, if I do believe correctly, it's very big over there in Asia right now, and a couple people have been doing it here with celebrities, is they'll take, it's basically AI, they'll take your face and they'll put it on a corn star.
And, oh, I did hear about that.
And yep, you'll be doing the action, but it's not really you. It's just your face on the person's body. It's been everywhere. And that's why when I saw everybody doing, like, the face reveal, I was like, are you guys crazy? I mean, you could take legal action, but at the end of the day, if that person's smart enough to not have it linked to themselves, what are you going to do? It's just out there.
Yeah.
You got to be careful.
You have to be really careful. And it's wild how far technology has come, but it's reality. It's really reality. And if people, like, kind of to that, if people want to be malicious, they can literally take your face and do a bunch of messed up things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, AI has gotten really good. AI has gotten to the point where you'll see videos of just, like still pictures, and the AI can make it move, like, legit.
Yeah.
Like, some things look fake. It does. You can look at it and you're like, ah, that looks fake. But there are some that I've seen, I'm like, damn. That's fucking crazy. That does not look fake at all.
Yeah.
It looks legit.
It's like, and I would believe it if you really told me you went there, but nope, it was fake the whole time.
It's fake. So, just to all our fellow VTubers and just, like, PNG tubers, like, be careful. It's not worth it. I think, like, in the moment, it's fun, and it's really nice to get compliments, because that's the thing. the VTubing community, yes, sometimes the Twitter VTubing community can be kind of a cesspool sometimes, and there's a lot of drama, mm-hmm. but it could also be a really beautiful place, and I've seen with a lot of these immersions, people are really kind, everyone's really uplifting, you know,
very
people,
loving,
you know, who are very loving, and people who are immersing, you know, who are like kind of coming out and like showing their, like, you know, their picture, you know, maybe they're a little insecure, and everyone's just really motivating, which is amazing, and it, you know, hey, we as humans crave that, but think about the long-term effects of it. Like, is it worth just a post that people are going to forget about a week later? Or, you know, someone can really do something really bad with that, you know, later on. So it's not worth the moment. It's like instant gratification over longevity, pretty much. That's really what it is.
Yeah.
Like, don't let the instant gratification
of, like, the comments or the loving words and compliments get you into that situation.
Yep. And at the end of the day, if there are people who, for those who want to make this a thing, people see this as a business, and people see this as like, hey, this is my brand, this is who I am, and just like any business, there are people who are, you know, this is a natural competition, right? Whether you wanted it to or not, you know, everyone's trying to go strive for the same goal.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, not everyone is going to be like, oh, fuck you, I'm going to be better. Like, no one means that. But there are other people who might not want the best for others because they want to be the only ones in the competition.
Yep. They're preying on your downfall. That...
Mm-hmm. So you just got to be careful. You got to be careful what you put out there.
All right, that concludes the very first episode of Whisker Whispers, Tale of a VTuber. I want to give a big shout out to Sora Coat Gray for being the first one on the podcast. His socials are down in the description. Go show him some love. As well in the description, you will see the Google form. So if you are a VTuber or PNGTuber and you want to share your experience in the VTubing community, you can go ahead and click on and I will get to you as soon as I can. And can't wait to see you next episode.